intermittent fasting is a powerful health strategy where you're fasting and not taking in any food for a certain portion of your day. Only non-caloric drinks like water and herbal tea are allowed. Depending on the specific intermittent fasting strategy, it might be practiced on certain days of the week or daily. Intermittent fasting has many science-backed benefits, including immune regulation, cellular autophagy, genetic repair, improved insulin sensitivity, and a reduced risk of chronic disease. One of the main benefits of intermittent fasting is that it improves heart health. Fasting is a powerful practice that's been used for thousands of years across cultures for religious, spiritual, and health reasons. During biblical days, fasting was a normal part of spiritual life. For example, Jesus fasted for 40 days and encouraged his followers to do so. According to the Greek historian Herodotus, Egyptians were healthier than Greeks due to their fasting practice. Another Greek philosopher, Plato, said that fasting creates greater mental and physical efficiency. Hippocrates said too much food can be harmful, and at times it must be taken away. Fasting, however, is not just a spiritual practice or an unproven remedy, but fasting actually has many science-backed benefits. Some of the benefits of intermittent fasting include immune regulation, cellular autophagy, genetic repair, improved insulin sensitivity, and a reduced risk of chronic diseases like heart disease. Fasting is a simple practice of not eating any food for a certain period of time. Instead, during your fast, you're opting for non-caloric drinks like water and herbal tea, or in the case of dry fasting, not taking in any liquids. There's a variety of fasting methods out there. Intermittent fasting is the form of fasting where you're not taking in any food, but only water, for a certain part of the day. One of the most popular intermittent fasting methods is the 16-8 approach, which means you're fasting for 16 hours a day, and you can eat during the remaining 8 hours. Intermittent fasting may improve your heart health in many ways. It may help to decrease oxidative stress and inflammation, improve your mitochondria, cholesterol, triglycerides, insulin sensitivity, and blood pressure, repair dysfunctional cells, reduce excessive body fat, and strengthen blood vessels. Research has found your cells have a longer lifespan during times of famine or food scarcity. Intermittent fasting is one way to increase the food scarcity for a period of time. During the intermittent fasting, your body enhances cellular rejuvenation. It learns how to use less energy, to repair cells, and to create cells. During the fasting period, your body slows down cellular division, and this might have many benefits on the body. For one, cancer cells are driven by fast and out-of-control cellular division, and fasting can slow down this mechanism, and the cancer cells have less chance to grow or take control. Human growth hormone that governs your body's cellular repair process is responsible for your metabolism, muscle tissue sparing, and fat burning. It helps to improve the function of your bones, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Research has found that men who fasted for 24 hours experienced a 2,000% increase in their growth hormone, while women had a 1,300% increase. They also experienced lower cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. Your mitochondria are the powerhouse of your cells. They serve many important functions, and their health is essential for your overall health. They're the batteries of your cells, and they're responsible for generating 90% of your cellular energy in the form of adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, and for assisting in metabolic functions. During intermittent fasting, old and damaged mitochondria become purged through a process known as autophagy. Autophagy is essential for your mitochondrial health. It allows the mitochondria to remove damaged and unwanted debris and to create health. According to research, calorie restriction and fasting can help to improve mitochondrial function, create better health, and increase longevity. One study on the anti-aging benefits of calorie restriction found fasting can improve biogenesis and bioenergetic efficiency. Another study has found calorie and protein restriction can lower oxidative damage in the mitochondrial DNA. The human body is amazing at adapting to different situations. Thousands of years of food scarcity allowed the body to develop a protective mechanism to adapt to the altering phase of food scarcity and abundance due to any reason. During times of food scarcity, like fasting, your cell membranes become more sensitive to insulin, and this allows your body to use the food that you've eaten efficiently, or to store it for times when it's needed. during the phase of abundance, like feasting or the eating period of your intermittent fast. Your body desensitizes its cells to the insulin in order to avoid the extra stress of the calorie intake. The result is increased insulin levels, fat storage, oxidative stress, and potential inflammation. The problem is, in today's world, we have an abundance of food. Unlike our ancestors, we can eat any time we want. While many health professionals recommend 5 to 6 small meals a day, this eating frequency sends the body the signal of surplus, and this interferes with key tissue repair hormones. Human growth hormone and insulin are endocrine opposites. This means they influence your physiology in an opposite manner. The human growth hormone helps to improve tissue repair, lower inflammation, and to enhance efficient fuel usage. The insulin, on the other hand, stimulates energy storage and it increases inflammation and cellular division. When you eat and insulin increases, human growth hormone is inhibited in your body. However, research has shown fasting can be a great way to lower insulin secretion and to increase cellular insulin sensitivity. With the help of fasting, your body becomes more efficient. It learns how to use the insulin better, and it needs less insulin when consuming food. The decreased demand for the insulin results in lower inflammation and better human growth hormone levels. Cholesterol and triglycerides are two different kinds of lipids that circulate in your blood. Cholesterol is an organic molecule and a compound found in your body. They help to build cells and certain hormones. Triglycerides are ester derived from glycerol and 3 fatty acids, and they serve as the main component of body fat in humans. They store unused calories in your body, and they fuel you with energy. Healthy cholesterol and triglycerides are both crucial for your heart health. Too much cholesterol can increase your risk of heart disease. High triglycerides can lead to hardening of the arteries or atherosclerosis, or thickening of the arterial walls. And this increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, and a heart attack. Intermittent fasting may be beneficial for both your cholesterol and your triglyceride levels. Regular fasting may lower your low-density lipoprotein, which is your bad cholesterol. Researchers have found men who fasted for 24 hours experienced lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Another study on intermittent fasting and its benefits on lipid profile and body weight found intermittent fasting can help to improve the lipid profile in healthy, obese, dyslipidemic men and women by resulting in lower total cholesterol, LDL, triglycerides, and higher HDL levels. Having excess body fat, especially around your belly, can result in serious health consequences. Carrying too much weight around your middle can increase your risk of heart disease. Research has shown excess belly fat can increase your risk of heart disease and heart issues, even in those who have a healthy body mass index. Research has shown intermittent fasting has many benefits, and one of them includes the burning of excess body fat and improved body fat percentage, which can lower your risk of heart disease and other health issues. One study found time-controlled fasting can prevent mitochondrial damage and aging due to excess fat. Further research has shown intermittent fasting can increase human growth hormone in the body, improve blood glucose, improve insulin sensitivity, and enhance fat loss. Lower insulin levels can help your body to burn fat more efficiently. Intermittent fasting might also boost your metabolism and aid in weight loss and fat loss, and as a result, improve heart health and have other health benefits. Repairing dysfunctional cells is incredibly important for your heart health and your overall health. New and healthy cells are ready to protect your body and to function as they're supposed to, whereas old, dysfunctional or impaired cells might lead to problems. As you've learned, human growth hormone helps to improve tissue repair, lower inflammation, and enhance efficient fuel usage. During times of eating, insulin increases and human growth hormone is inhibited. However, during fasting, your body learns how to work more efficiently, to use insulin better, and to need less insulin when consuming food. And this decreased demand for the insulin results in increased human growth hormone levels, lower inflammation, and improved cellular repair. One study on cell signaling has found intermittent fasting increases autophagy and it helps the removal of dysfunctional cells. It's also found intermittent fasting can help to reduce cardiomyopathy, a disease of the heart muscle that makes it more difficult for your heart to pump blood. It might also help to improve various cardiovascular conditions, including hypertension and aging-induced cardiac hypertrophy. It might be a beneficial part of cardiomyopathy and heart failure treatment. Your blood pressure is the pressure of the circulating blood on the walls of your blood vessels. Keeping your blood pressure healthy is crucial to your entire health. The higher your blood pressure is, the higher your risk of developing heart and other health problems. Having a high blood pressure puts an enormous strain on your arteries and your heart. One study on fasting blood pressure involving 60 participants noted the blood pressure volume was higher when the individuals ate after waking up and in those who rose before sunrise. Intermittent fasting also resulted in lower blood pressure on an office and ABPM measurement. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, is a protein and it's encoded by the BDNF gene. It's part of the neurotrophin family of growth factors and connected to the canonical nerve growth factor. One study has found intermittent fasting helps to increase the BDNF factor in your body, and this helps to lower both your systolic and diastolic blood pressure by activation of the body's parasympathetic system. The BDNF allows the release of acetylcholine by the vagus nerve, and this helps to lower the frequency of heart contractions, to improve your blood pressure and to protect your heart. Your blood vessels are a crucial part of the circulatory system. They carry blood through your body. Your arteries and veins are particularly important, as they are the blood vessels that carry blood away from or towards the heart. Your blood vessels carry blood, oxygen and nutrients, and they also take away waste and carbon dioxide. Your entire body and all your tissues rely on your blood vessels' healthy functionality. The health of your blood vessels is an important factor in developing cardiovascular disease. Intermittent fasting can help to reduce your risk of heart problems by creating stronger blood vessels. Researchers have found intermittent fasting allows your blood vessels to become stronger and to expand, and to improve your blood pressure as a result. The intermittent fasting may reduce inflammation and oxidative stress, and this is important because lower oxidative stress helps to make nitrate levels rise. And the nitrate is a natural chemical that helps the blood vessels to expand. So it's crucial when it comes to health of your blood vessels. Intermittent fasting and a fasting lifestyle has many benefits. Today you've learned intermittent fasting can improve your heart health. But if you're new to fasting, getting started can be intimidating. It's recommended to start with a shorter form of intermittent fasting, such as the simple fast. The simple fast is the shortest duration of intermittent fasting strategy. It's also the best and easiest for beginners. During the simple fast, you're fasting for 12 hours and you have a 12-hour eating window. Since the fasting period includes your overnight sleep, it's not that difficult to follow. Practicing the simple fast will open up your draining pathways, allow cleansing of the bloodstream, reduce stress on the gut and help to burn fat, allowing you to experience some of the benefits of fasting with a short fasting period. Keeping the 12-hour fasting window is simple. If you finish your dinner at 6 p.m, you can eat again at 6 a.m. If your body takes this simple fast well, after a week or two, you can increase your fasting window to 14 hours. With a 6 p.m. dinner, you can then start to eat again at 8 a.m. While the simple fast might be your first step to a fasting lifestyle, soon you'll be able to go to advanced, longer fasting periods and learn more about other fasting enhancing lifestyle strategies. After the simple fast, you're ready for the cycle fast. It's just a step up for the simple fast with a 16-hour fasting window. The main difference is due to the longer fasting period. The cycle fast is only performed 3 times per week. If you finish dinner at 6 p.m, you can eat again at 10 a.m. on the next day. You can have your fasting days on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, or any 3 days that feel convenient. While the cycle fast requires a bit more planning, if you've mastered the simple fast, it won't be that difficult. As you get more comfortable with fasting, you can move up to more advanced intermittent fasting strategies with longer and more varied fasting periods. The strong fast is a step up from the cycle fast, with a 16 to 18 hour fasting window practiced daily. If you finish dinner at 6 p.m, you're ready to eat your next day at noon. The 16-8 fast, or the strong fast, is the one method that most people find the highest level of benefits in terms of health and performance. The warrior fast is one of the most advanced intermittent fasting strategies, with a 19 to 21 hour fasting window. If you eat dinner at 6 p.m, you're ready for your next meal at 3 p.m. the next day, with a 3 to 5 hour eating window. While this provides high fat burning and ketosis benefits, it's for more advanced people only. You should learn the simple fast, the cycle fast, and the strong fast before trying the warrior fast. OMAD, or one meal a day, is a very advanced intermittent fasting strategy. It involves 23 hours of fasting and only 1 hour of an eating window. It's only for the more advanced individuals who've used intermittent fasting for a long time. Women have to be more careful with intermittent fasting, so they receive the benefits of the intermittent fasting without disrupting their hormones. It's a strategic mixing of different fasting windows. Dry fasting means you're not consuming any liquids during the fasting window. While it might have some benefits, it's not for everyone. If you're experienced with intermittent fasting, you can try dry fasting to see if it's right for you. While practicing intermittent fasting, it's important to pay attention to more factors than simply keeping a fasting schedule. Unless you're dry fasting, hydrate well. Add a pinch of salt to replace electrolytes. Make sure to eat plenty during the eating window to meet your caloric and nutrient requirements. To boost ketosis and the benefits of fasting, you might combine it with the ketogenic diet. Make sure to get plenty of good quality sleep, to exercise regularly, to go outside, get some sunlight, and do grounding. Reduce your stress levels. You can add a spiritual addition to your routine. Meditate. Try doing some breath work. Journal. Practice gratitude, or even say a prayer. Look at intermittent fasting as more than just a diet, but as a holistic lifestyle choice. To learn more about fasting, herbs, supplements, natural treatments, or to book a consultation, check out my website.